Hello everyone, welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. Retirement is one financial goal that many of us either postpone planning for or never even get around to it. For the young, retirement seems far, far away. For a couple with kids, their children's education seems to be a bigger and immediate priority. In all this, retirement takes a back seat. But one day, you will need a retirement corpus. And the earlier you begin, the easier it will be to reach your targeted sum. Today, we speak with Ravi Sarogi, a SEBI-registered investment advisor and co-founder of Samasthiti Advisors, on how to chalk out a basic retirement plan and the challenges that retirement planning entails. We also speak with him about what's a safe withdrawal rate to have from a retirement corpus. Ravi, along with Rajan Raju, who's a career banker and a researcher on Indian financial markets, recently published a paper addressing this important question. Hi, Ravi. Good morning and welcome to this episode of Simply Save.
Thanks. Really nice being here, Maulik. Thanks for having me here.
It seems like, you know, not too many people in India plan for their retirement. Why do you think that's the case?
Yeah, so Maulik, as per, you know, publicly available research, so 70% of Indians, they still depend on their family wealth or children, to finance their retirement. And what is an even more glaring statistic is that one in three urban Indians worry that they will deplete their, retirement savings within 5 years of retirement. So you're absolutely right. This is a big problem. I think for the young, retirement planning is not a priority as, you know, they focus more on goals which are in the short and medium term. Right. For the older generation, I think that retirement planning can be intimidating as, they feel that they will be faced with uncomfortable facts. There is fear, whether they are adequately funded or not for their retirement.
Right.
You know, and I think the third reason why I think very few undertake retirement planning is that it can be complex. Unlike planning for, say, buying a house or a one-time financial goal, it's easier to calculate how much money you need and how much, you need to invest. But retirement can be daunting. It spans decades. How much you need, how much to invest, how much to withdraw. All of these are complex, computations, which is also why, at Samasthiti in our, financial planning practice, we really have a dedicated, retirement product to address, these concerns.
Got it. What's the age when you should ideally start thinking or planning for your retirement so that you're not too late for it?
Yeah, so I think earlier the better, Maulik. As we know, compounding, is magic when you start early.
Right.
So perhaps I can take an example. If it's somebody who's 30 years of age, and young, currently spending about 50,000 rupees per month. So that would involve an expenditure of 6 lakhs annually, and if we were to inflate that, 6 lakhs by 5%, this individual would be spending about 26 lakhs, when he or she is 60 years old, right? And, we have done a lot of research. Maybe we can talk about that, in the coming questions. So you need 33 times your retirement expenditure as your retirement corpus. So when you are 60, if you're spending 26 lakhs, you need to have 33 times that number as a retirement corpus, which is broadly about 8.5 crores, right? And now this number might look very large, but if somebody wants to invest early, in their, investing journey, this number is achievable by doing a step-up SIP of even, 15 to 20,000 rupees.
It's ideally you should go to a professional to help you with a detailed retirement plan. But a lot of folks are, do-it-yourself investors. So for someone like that, would you be able to broadly chalk out, how can they go about retirement planning? Is there like a broad format that they can follow?
Sure. So I think for a do-it-yourself investor, you can approach retirement through a step-by-step approach. So let's look at step one. So that would be to first estimate how much you will spend during retirement, what your expenditure will be. And of course, it can be challenging, to forecast what you will spend maybe 20, 30 years down the line. But the best
Right.
estimate of what you will probably spend is what you are currently spending. And you can always, either increase or decrease that number a bit. But let's say, you take that number of what you are currently spending. Step two would be you have to inflate that number. On a conservative basis, you can take 5%, as the inflation. So you arrive at, what your retirement expenditure is going to be in the first year of retirement. Now, it's important to then understand once you have a sense of how much you will be spending, when you retire, it's important to
Right.
know, what's the corpus you need that will fund that expenses throughout your retirement. So we think 33 times is a good number to start with. Of course, depending on specific circumstances, this will change. But if I were to look at a generic number which would work for most people, we are looking at
Right.
33 times the expenditure. So this individual needs to multiply the retirement expenditure by 33 times and then make sure that they are investing enough to get to that number in the coming years.
Okay.
So that's the first part, which is it gets you retirement ready in the sense that as you approach your retirement, you will see that you are closer to that number of the required retirement corpus. I think part two is how are you going to withdraw from that retirement
Right.
corpus. So a lot of people focus a lot on getting to that required retirement corpus, but it's also important to think about what is an good withdrawal strategy that you will use. How will you use that retirement corpus to effectively give yourself a pension?
So Ravi, you recently did this study with Rajan Raju, who's a career banker and a researcher in financial markets in India, where you talk about the safe withdrawal rate, basically a rate of say 3 to 3.5%, at which you can withdraw from your retirement corpus without running into the risk of exhausting that corpus. So if you can just broadly explain to us, how do you think this is a safe rate and provide some context to that?
Sure. So, the reason, we undertook this research is that when we first started building a retirement product at Samasthiti to help address the retirement challenges, we noticed that there is a significant lack of research as to how to design a good retirement portfolio in India. So there was a lot of research internationally, but that was for the international markets. There was nothing available which had looked at historical data in India and arrived at what constitutes a good retirement portfolio, what constitutes a good withdrawal rate, to be done from a
Right.
retirement portfolio. I think the mistake that we are all doing is that we are assuming a constant rate of return, a constant rate of inflation when we are computing, retirement calculations, but that's not how, reality is. A typical retirement corpus will face different return each year. It will face different inflation. So you need to account for this volatility when you are calculating your retirement computations. So our study does that. So we looked at past 20 years' data. We did 50,000 simulations based on the data over the last 20 years. What have been the equity returns? What has been the debt returns? What has been the return on gold? And what has been the different inflation? So we looked at all of this data, actual market data, and we simulated
Sure.
various retirement portfolios. And we saw what is that, withdrawal rate that works 95% of the times. What is that withdrawal rate which will make sure that a retirement corpus, even when exposed to market volatility and different inflation, should not exhaust before the individual's life expectancy. And we arrived at the 3 to 3.5% withdrawal rate. So this is, the comfort zone. Internationally, this number is about 4 to 5%. That's the withdrawal rate which is used internationally, but that's not appropriate, in the Indian context.
So when we talk about this rate, this 3 to 3.5% rate, is this for someone who has built a retirement corpus by relying, say, 70% on equity and say 20% on debt? Like, are you, is this a rate for a conservative investor or for someone who's been fairly aggressive?
So we have looked at a balanced investor. So we looked at the typical case where the fixed income debt part of the portfolio is about 60%, and we have 30% exposure to equity and 10% exposure to gold. You can also, interpret this as the typical 60-40 portfolio, where 60% is, fixed income and 40% is equity. However, what we did in the study was we looked at different asset allocations. So we looked at 100% fixed income, and we even looked at portfolios where the share of equity went up to as high as 70%. And I think the data, is very, very clear that introducing equity in a retirement portfolio is really, really helpful, because that's the inflation beating asset. However, too much of it is a big problem. So the moment you take the share of equity beyond 40% in a retirement portfolio, it becomes a problem. And that is because equity is such a volatile asset class, even though it has tremendous long-term growth potential, but in the short to medium term, it's very volatile. And that volatility can be very, very problematic for a retirement portfolio from which you need to generate a monthly income, right? So it's not just a portfolio which you are invested and you are letting it grow and compound. A retirement portfolio is a portfolio which is subjected every month, to an income requirement. So our preferred configuration is to use 60% fixed income, 30% equity, and 10% gold. And that will allow an individual to look at, withdrawal rate of 3.5 odd percent. The 60, 30, 10 is the allocation which your retirement corpus should achieve at the time of retirement. So before you, when you're accumulating your retirement corpus, you can use a significantly more riskier portfolio.
What do you think are like some of the big challenges in retirement planning?
So I think, when we, for example, build, retirement plans early on, in our investment advisory practice, we realize that, one key challenge in retirement planning is that, we are not taking into account a lot of volatility which comes, in this kind of an exercise. The typical, way that retirement plans are constructed, in fact, most online calculators that you see, they project the standard, rate of return. They project a standard rate of inflation, which I think, is a big challenge. And this became very evidently clear during the COVID crash. So how retirement portfolios were supposed to function in Excel, you could see that in reality, that's not how things are happening. We could see very clearly that the retirement portfolios are deviating significantly from what, a linear Excel projection would show. Which is why, we had to undertake a lot of research. We had to work on a specific retirement product which looks into account, takes into account the volatility. The other, key challenge that we have seen is that, the asset allocation strategy for a retirement portfolio is in most cases very, very suboptimal. It's either too debt heavy, so people are either relying excessively on fixed income products, or there is another variety of investors who think that, you can take too much of equity risk. And this is particularly because over the last 10 years, we have seen equity markets doing really well. So people have not really experienced the pain of a severe, market crash.
So Ravi, one other question, so for someone say who's built a retirement corpus and say they are nearing their retirement now, and they have a portfolio which is spread across your NPS, your EPF, PPF, and perhaps a bit of other debt products and equity. So their product, their portfolio is all ready, but now they need to have a pension that will come to them every year. And not all of these products will give them an outflow every year. So how do you go about, generating a regular stream of income once you've reached your retirement age?
Yeah, I think, Malik, that's a great question. This is, I think, one of the most under-discussed topic for retirement planning. Most of the discussions hover around what is an adequate retirement corpus, how much should I invest, now, but very few discussions on how are you going to generate a monthly income from very diverse savings that you have, generated for yourself. Like you mentioned, somebody is going to have EPF, NPS, PPF, stocks, mutual funds, bonds, fixed, deposits, recurring deposits. How do you bring all of these assets together and, design a withdrawal strategy? So as part of our retirement planning, what we do is it's important to bring all of these assets in a single platform to do computations of what is the taxability of each of these products, what is the return
Right.
and risk profile for each of these products, and then combine them in a manner so that in a very tax efficient way, you are generating a monthly, income from this portfolio. This also involves a lot of rebalancing that needs to be done. So, you may decide at certain points of time to use certain assets, and then that can be dynamically changed to other assets depending on how the market has done. If equity markets have run up, it may make sense to book profits from the equity part of the portfolio and generate an income. Certain other times when the equity portfolio is down, you'll have to look at some other assets. And of course, you also have to look into the individual specific taxation. So that's a very
Correct.
interesting aspect. Our research, also throws light on that. And I think that is something that we as a community of investors and planners need to talk about, more.
So, Ravi, thank you so much for your time. This was very informative. And you've given us a good sense of what all to expect when you're planning for your retirement. So, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Malik. Thanks for having me here. It was a pleasure.
And with that, we wrap up this episode of Simply Save. For more news, views, and updates, do log into moneycontrol.com.